I'm going to match zeros with, you know, this guy that gets all the hype, and, you know, you kind of just know that you can do your job just as well.
It's fun when you go out there and you have guys like Dubon, you know, and I mean, all our teammates they've been doing a great job, and especially when it's a game time, we just play hard with that every time. And as a pitcher, I'm just trying to put some zeros on the board because I know at some point we're going to score. And then you guys see today, Dubon hit a base hit and scored two runs. And, you know, it's fun when you have a good team and you go out there and, you know, play hard and at the same time you enjoy the game.
What's it like for you personally being sent down, called back up on waivers, and here you've been arguably the cog in the rotation that's held everything together?
As I've been saying from the beginning of the season, is I just come here to do my job. You know, I don't control the decisions, and I'm healthy. So, you know, any decision that they make, I just got to be available to go out there and do my job. I know I've been a lot of things around me, but I think mentally I'm strong, and I'm just here to help the team.
Martin, you played on a lot of teams in your career. Where did this Braves team, you know, the chemistry and just the way they get along, where does that rank and just what makes it special?
I think everything starts in spring training. Mm-hmm. We're all trying to, you know, have fun. And for me personally, I'm just trying to know more my teammates and you know, because sometimes you have to deal with a lot of personalities, but this thing is fun. It's not hard to be in around these guys and, you know, and play with these guys.
Martin, you said in New York you kind of thrived on, you knew the team was scuffling going out there and being the stopper. Did you kind of feel that way coming in?
Yeah, I think it was a hard trip for us last week, and be back home, you know, rest a little bit more and you know, play against this fan is good. It's awesome. You know, we got a good energy from the fans, and that gave us an extra, you know, push to go out there and put everything together and win.
Mauricio, this has been an emotional week for you. Just how, that, you know, how good is that moment here? I know it doesn't replace everything else, but, you know, or change anything else, but, you know, for your week, kind of just explain how good that felt just to do that.
Felt pretty good, man. Felt pretty good, you know. Most people know what's going on and everything, but you know, it's fun to win baseball games and you know, be able to come through it with one of the best pitchers, you know, it's pretty good.
What was it like facing Mizorowski?
I mean, as a hitter, as a competitor, they always tell you, you know, never give him enough credit. That guy's lights out, man. That guy is a different fastball, you know, it's he's been blessed, man. He goes out there and throws the fastball and then the cutter and everything, and you know, try to put a good at bat. I mean, first thing I took off him, I went my normal, and then after that, the whole game I went 2-strike approach. You know, try to put something in play, try to make it happen, and then you know, when I got the bases loaded, I was just trying to put it in play.
Mauricio, I know you've been asked about this a lot this year, but what is it about those moments that just seems to kind of elevate you, and you seem to be able to just have a knack for coming through when this team needs it most?
I mean, you're going to be cliche, but I always pray, man, before I go out there and everything. I go there and then do the thing with God. This is you right here, take care of it, and then, you know, and they're coming through and everything. And you know, it's tough for me that you know, trying to make it happen and, you know, trying to give him a win, try to, you know, he pitches his ass off pretty much. I mean, he gave us a chance. I mean, people don't realize, yeah, I got the hit, but he put zeros on the board in the lineup, that, you know, they put the ball in play and they run, they hit home runs and everything. He gave us the chance, and you know, Mateo ran out of that ball. You know, you saw him limping after, and then first to third, and that, and then, you know, Ole put in a great at bat. I mean, it was a team effort. Like, yeah, I got the base hit and everything, but you know, everybody just put a grain of salt in the bullpen coming in. It's just, you know, it's a great win as a team.
What was your reaction to just that play White had? You seemed pretty excited.
Oh yeah, I think I was more excited than him, you know, and everything. Even, you know, he likes even a kill all the time and everything, but you know, try to hack him up a little bit, you know, save the game, man. He saved the game. Sometimes people don't realize that he'll come and you know, you're trying to get the base hit, but you know, that was part of the game right there, you know. I think that play was more important than the Mizorowski.
It's for both of you guys.
Did your approach change at all in those types of situations?
Yes. I mean, yes. It's not. I try to bring him in. Try to find a way to bring him in, and like I'd say, you know, it's trying to make something happen. You know, sometimes I'll hit it out. Sometimes I'll simple base hit. That's all I mean.
This for both of you guys. After the week you guys just had, what does it mean to come back here and find a way to win against a pretty good team with their ace on the mound who's pitching as good as anyone right now?
We had a horrible week, from traveling to everything, being on the plane for, you know, 2 hours of the thing, and then rain delay after rain delay, you know, no rest, no this, 4 o'clock game, 1 o'clock game, you know, no excuses. They expect you, you know, pitching is high, they expect you to cook. So it you know, it don't matter, but, you know, coming in and, you know, taking a break yesterday and resting a little bit, and, you know, we knew, hey, it was going to be a tough game, you know, but thank God Martin gave us a chance to go out there and put a little bruise on him.
Martin, what is it like when you just see there's two outs and Burns is scoring position, he's at the plate? I mean, is it magical? What do you think?
No, I trust my teammates, man. And I think we all trust our staff. That's the hardest thing in baseball. And I think this team never give up. And that's we are one of the best teams in the league. So I know we have more game coming, but we're ready for everything.
Would you hate to face a guy like that who's basically?
I face him most of the time. And, believe me, it was hard, but now I have him as a teammate, and it's fun, and the way that he plays, he's too smart when he's in the home plate, and, you know, it was fun today.
Martín, bueno, luego de la semana complicada que tuvieron los Bravos, de los últimos 7 juegos, los 2 triunfos han sido tuyos. Hoy era un juego particularmente complicado, mencionó que en la otra vereda, ¿cómo manejaste esos innings? ¿Te viste mejor que nunca realmente?
No, bueno, yo cada vez que salgo, en realidad, yo trato de pichar, de tirar mi juego, y mi competencia es el pitcher que está tirando del otro lado. So, yo sé que para mí es uno de los mejores pitchers de Grandes Ligas, pero como yo digo, yo confío en el staff que yo tengo, y mientras eso siga estando en mi mente y en mi cabeza, pues yo sé que yo puedo hacer mi trabajo y darle chance al equipo que haga carreras y ganar el juego.
Mauricio. Aquí, y luego ese batazo a 103 millas por hora, la verdad es que, ¿cómo fue la clave de ese turno?
Pobre, no sé, la verdad, yo solo estaba tratando de poner la bola en juego, tratando de hacer algo fácil, estaba dando el ganado a Martín ahí, como le digo, él vino y pichó, tiró esos innings ahí, nos dio chance, eso fue la clave, eso es lo que estoy diciendo en inglés, que nos dio el chance de venir y ponerle un poquito de presión al tipo, y gracias a Dios tuvimos el resultado, pero la verdad él fue el que nos dio el chance para ganar.
Any last ones?
Yes. This could be for either of you. Just you know, mentioning just how nice it was to pick up the win after a tough week, but just like, how does specifically being a team like the Brewers or a pitcher like Mizrowski provide a boost to the clubhouse?
I think it's you know, like I said, we never give up, man. These guys go out there and they just trying to do good at bat, and they just compete against the pitchers, and today we see that. I mean, sometimes we not see our biggest guy get it on base, but guys like Dubon, they always on base, and you know, another guy come and bring him in, and that's how you win games.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Thank you.